From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I called CDC not long ago and said, how many active cases are being monitored in the United States of Ebola? And they said 1,400. I said, where is that on your website, these updates? They said, we're not putting it on the web. So I think there is an effort to control the message and to tamp it down. This is public information we have a right to, and I think the media should not hype it, but cover it.
Cheryl Atkinson. That's a respected reporter, investigative journalist at Fox News. We had a top Forbes writer that writes their medical news saying they were at the meeting months ago where they said we're going to cover up what's going on with Ebola. I've had a medical doctor on by name saying that the medical doctors in these hospitals, and we named the hospital, the Harry Truman Center in Missouri, and that they were being told that they were Ebola cases. Then I talked to a bunch of other doctors off record. One doctor I know personally that runs a chain of hospitals in a major Texas city, one of the cities that has an NFL team, and there's a blue star on their helmets. They didn't tell me not to say the city. I've just gone ahead and said it. It's up in the DFW area. And now they're scared. We just talked to him again a week ago. He comes down to Austin sometimes. We talked to him on the phone last week. He's scared because it's definitely Ebola, and it's being covered up, and they think they're liable for taking part in this. Now, I've got all this important news, but right there, now Fox News investigative journalist is saying they're covering up. Headline from Breitbart. Atkinson, CDC hiding numbers of possible Ebola cases in U.S. That's exactly what Infowars.com had that headline 2 months ago. Here's one of our headlines. We wrote scores of stories on the subject. Obama caught ordering press to cover up Ebola. Pharmacologist reveals how press has bowed to government demand to keep Americans in the dark. Only DrudgeReport.com linked to our story. And then I guess that forced Yahoo to, but no national coverage, not Fox, not CNN. And see, as bad as Fox is, that's the channel where they'll talk about our government growing opium in Afghanistan, and that's the channel where they'll talk about they may be covering up Ebola. It's just on a scale of things, it's much better than CNN or MSNBC. And remember, they let Bill O'Reilly have a show about women being cyber-stalked and sex crimes, and then just cut to a clip of me as a non-sequitur with no description why screaming. So they're bad. Some of their people are bad, but they've got good people over there like Judge Andrew Napolitano and Lou Dobbs and people like that. So that's all I'm saying is at least they're not openly anti-gun on Fox News. Yeah, there's the article with the video. Bill O'Reilly smears Alex Jones in hate speech rant. And he goes, yeah, there's all these sex crimes going on the internet. And they just cut to me screaming about the police. Had nothing to do with women. And I've never been charged with anything. It's just insane. Only thing worse is MSNBC saying I influenced the Boston bombers with no proof and that I want cops dead. And I don't mean to make the show about me. It's just that if they can do this to me, or if they can blame the next Oklahoma City on you-know-who or Rush Limbaugh, we all fall. If they can take down a Drudge Report, like the White House has been caught saying they want to, the media matters, so they just gave a big award, the White House did this week, they can get me. And you know who else they can get? They can get your free speech. Because you take anybody's rights away, they can take everybody's rights away. When they try to bring down big organizations, they try to bring down people that have tens of millions of listeners, you better believe that's an attack on your rights, not just the person under attack. All right, we've got the cops executed in New York and Brooklyn. We're going to break that down. We've got Team America also being removed from theaters, like the Alamo Draft House here in Austin and Dallas, not just the new movie about Kim Jong-un, The Interview. It's a big broadcast. Stay with us. babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
The next thing they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
And that is basically a boil down of fiction, Soylent Green, that came out in the early 70s with Charlton Heston, an excellent sci-fi film, integrated in with the current policies, the anti-human policies that are being promoted. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're live. It is Sunday, the 21st day of December, 2014. And I didn't tell the crew this, but why don't we dig up some of the classical Beethoven or Mozart Christmas canons and have a bit of that today in the spirit, especially because it's so politically incorrect in such a free country all over the United States. I have a stack of articles we'll be hitting in the second hour. Colleges, high schools, elementary schools are saying, don't hand out Christmas cards. Don't say Merry Christmas. And whatever you do, don't say Jesus Christ. Let me explain something. On a college or a public school, you can read the Bible at lunch. You can give anybody Christmas cards you want, as long as they're not obscene. You could give them cards that weren't Christmas cards. You could give them copies of the Bill of Rights. It's your free association. And Christmas trees are being banned in cities all over the country. I'm sick of it. Plus, a Christmas tree is not even really a Christian symbol. They've dug up Christmas trees in 20,000-year-old caves in Germany and France. They hauled the trees in for the winter equinox, which is today, and they put evergreens, which they thought were magic because they lived during the cold weather when the other trees lost their leaves, and they would decorate them with ornaments and worship them. Many cultures worship trees. It's in the Bible, you know, saying the people that go out in the groves and worship the trees, look out for them. But the point is that I love Christmas trees. Now it's a Christian symbol, expropriated. I'm not getting into that. It's just that the pagans and people are always at the vanguard. The Wiccans, every time I turn around, are filing lawsuits and stuff saying, get rid of Christmas trees. Listen, dummies, the Christmas tree is your symbol. I mean, it's just over the top how ignorant people are. But it doesn't matter. It's part of Western culture. In the Netherlands, they're trying to ban the Black Peters, which for over 800 years they've had before transatlantic slavery, before one black slave, people never even seen an African. It was mythical that Santa Claus had black elves and white elves. It was neat. Nothing to do with putting black people down. They're trying to ban the Black Peters. That's what it's called. It's just getting ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely ridiculous to where, remember last year, the city of Seattle put out a release to all their agencies, police, you name it, saying do not have brown bag days where they'll have in-service training. Everybody has that in professions. And then you come and they say brown bag provided. They were telling all the HR departments, do not say the department will provide a brown bag lunch. Everybody knows that means an apple chips and a ham sandwich or a chicken sandwich. There it is, KOMO News. City officials urge ban on politically offensive language. This is mental illness. And it goes on to say the word brown bag and citizen is offensive. Oh, I forgot that part of it. Because if you say citizen, that makes a non-citizen feel bad. So now just everybody's a citizen and gets everything free. Meanwhile, all of us are losing our basic freedoms, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and all of us have our First Amendment under attack and should be coming together against it. Now, I have been predicting the last 3 years intensely, because I could see the drumbeat on CNN, MSNBC, and by the White House, and by Mother Jones, and just all the other auxiliaries of creating racial obsession and infighting and divide and conquer. But then, back in February of this year, I issued an emergency alert before the Brown case, before any of these cases. In fact, there's another report, flashback, U.S. Army training to fight black Americans. That's from November. Originally, July 17th, we flashbacked it. I can see a rollout. Just like Poland could see for 6 months the Nazis massing on their border in 1940. And they were saying they're about to attack us. And the Germans would say, you're paranoid. You're a conspiracy theorist. I can see the buildup. I can see the preparation to try to create racial division and then race war. But also play the populations off against the police, which will then cause the police to become more paranoid and more paramilitary and go under federal control because they'll be indicted if they engage in any paramilitary activity, unless they're under federal auspices. Just like the feds and CNN demonized asset forfeiture seizure in the last 20 years to get it banned at the state level so the feds could be the only ones that administer it, and then they give back up to 85% of the money to the local police that they seize, effectively making them federal. See how that works? And about 3 weeks ago, Paul Watson did articles showing the Twitter pages and the Facebooks of urban black racist groups and black prison gangs. The FBI later actually picked that up and put an alert out to police, because the FBI does a good job a lot of the time. I mean, they've got good compartments within it. But we were the first to point out, I'm not bragging, I'm saying we know what we're talking about. We're going to go over that today, that you're going to see as part of the urban protest, and it's now in the gangster rap, again, financed by Hollywood, that the way you protest, if you're a black urban person who's mad, is you go and just shoot a random cop at a donut shop or in their patrol car. And, of course, we were then attacked by Media Matters, openly run by the White House. The head of it was given a presidential award last week, saying we're crazy, making this up, no cops are going to have their heads blown off. Well, it just happened yesterday. Because they are taking a few bad cases and hyping them to create racial division. And certainly there's some problems out there, but you don't randomly go kill someone because of their race or a uniform or anything else, and it's to get us all at each other's throats.
I'm dreaming of a white.
listening to The Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're playing Bing Crosby, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. Elvis also sang this, so did Frank Sinatra. And we had an article out a week ago where New York newspapers asked, is it okay to have I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas play at Rockefeller Center as part of the lineup? And the answer is no, it's racist. It doesn't have to do with snow. Just like brown bags don't just mean a lunch bag. It's code. See, and that's what Mother Jones has come out this December issue and says, are you racist? Science has the answer. They hook you up with electrodes, show you different images of people, and if you don't want to have sex with someone who you're not attracted to, and that they happen to be another race, then you're a racist. See, having your own opinion, having your own discretion, or your own discrimination is now racist. And by discrimination, maybe I like vanilla ice cream over chocolate. I happen to like chocolate over vanilla. Maybe I like strawberry over mango. Doesn't mean I'm racist against mango. Maybe on average, I'm attracted to blondes or brunettes. Maybe I like really white skin. Maybe I like tan skin. Maybe I like black women. Maybe I don't. Maybe I like some black women. I don't like other. I like some white women. Not other. I mean, it's ridiculous. But just I tend to lean towards fill in the blank. That's called my opinion. I drive a Ford truck, not a Chevy. But I like Chevy products, even though they give money to gun control groups. And Ford doesn't. So I buy Ford. And see, I'm going to discriminate against Chevrolet because of their political activities and getting bailouts. And I'm going to buy Ford because, quite frankly, Ford has raised the quality of their products. I didn't like Ford back when I was a kid. And saw my dad's Ford van breaking down all the time, even though it was 3 years old. They want to distract us from all the real issues. And what are the real issues? We're going to play this clip. Obama caught ordering press to cover up Ebola. Forbes reported that. We broke it down November 6th that Forbes was at a meeting with the head of the CDC, and they all agreed before the press conference started to not question apparent Ebola cases and joined hands to be part of the cover-up. Now, we've had a medical doctor on. I've talked to a bunch off record that are scared in Dallas, Kansas City, St. Louis, Chicago, L.A., Atlanta, New York, where there are apparent Ebola cases and they're whisked away and disappeared. Obviously, it's getting worse in Africa. They've moved the story out of the news because it started to blow back on Obama and get associated with amnesty and open borders. And I was just thinking yesterday, on Saturday, I was up there doing a special live report on our crew covering protests in Spokane, Washington, of the sheriff's department getting federal training and saying their main enemy was basically constitutionalist and that's why they have these giant MRAP armored vehicles. And I was thinking, what am I going to cover tomorrow on the big Sunday show? Because we're here weekdays 11 to 2, then we have the Sunday show that's very popular, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, on over 100 affiliates now around the country. And I was thinking, I want to bring up Ebola and just point out, hey, You know it's peaking in Africa right now with about 1 million cases, they believe. More people are flying in. Don't you think they're probably covering it up? Plus, we've been told so by our own sources, on record and off record, by Forbes. It's amazing. This is from Fox News. This audio and video is up on InfoWars.com right now. If you're a radio listener, you go to InfoWars.com and don't just download the free iPhone app so you can listen once you're outside of AM and FM listening areas, wherever you go, taking the show with you. You can also just go to InfoWars.com/show. And right there, weekdays and on the weekend, and the special reports we do for special live events, you can see what I'm about to play. So InfoWars.com/show. I was out with some friends last week, and one of them said, I love watching your radio show. And the other person said, you know, I don't listen to the show a lot, but what do you mean you watch his radio show? Well, that's kind of what people do. This is Sunday on Fox News Channel. Today, Media Buzz investigative journalist Cheryl Atkinson said the CDC is not putting out the current information on how many potential cases of Ebola they are currently tracking in the United States. And see, that's the thing. They could keep it secret for 5 months this year that they'd ordered the Border Patrol to ship the illegals in and give them vouchers by the hundreds of thousands a month. I mean, the millions total. We had to go down and show it on the border and show the Border Patrol doing it and break it nationally. Little InfoWars. That shows how they can have the fix being in. But the good news is it's coming out on Forbes and Fox News. So see, we're vindicated. We told you we had doctor sources and nurse sources, medical sources saying this. One of them was willing to go on the air with his name, a medical director of three hospitals. I know the director, I'm going to leave it at that, of some of the biggest hospitals in Dallas-Fort Worth. And they said it's guaranteed going on. So let me just give you a newsflash. I don't know how much Ebola's out there, but it's going on and it's being covered up. Let's go to Fox News. Here's a clip.
I called CDC not long ago and said how many active cases are being monitored in the United States of Ebola, and they said 1,400. I said, where is that on your website, these updates? They said, we're not putting it on the web. So I think there is an effort to control the message and to tamp it down. This is public information we have a right to, and I think the media should not hype it, but cover it.
Yeah, my doctor friend, pretty serious guy, flies around in helicopters to work, said that they believe the cases are in the thousands. It's basically known. And they don't want to panic you because they know you're going to blame Obama with the totally open border and say, why? I mean, we've had all these governors come out, Rick Perry, Jindal, all of them say do something. Scott Walker, other governments. But oh, no, you know what, dummies? Just shut up. Nothing's going on. Kind of like you get these calls all over the web, all over YouTube, all over InfoWars. Just because I said don't go out and shoot cops or call for violence, don't start a civil war, that the Justice Department's tried to foment the Trayvon Martin. They got caught trying to foment the last two, the Garner and the Brown case. They got caught to get us all each other's throats. Does that mean there aren't some problems with the police and militarization and attack dog training? Yes. But you don't fix that walking up to a patrol car and shooting two family men in the head. You don't know they're a bad cop. I mean, even if they were a bad cop, they get due process. They don't get shot in the head. And it was reported by the New York Post and the New York Daily News. I have the articles that are on InfoWars.com. That people were cheering as they were in Brooklyn, as they were trying to save them and give them mouth to mouth. People were going, good, you deserve it, and clapping, like when the two cops got run over in Denver. That is sick. That is sick. That is sick. And that is what they're trying to get going in this country. And they want to just demonize the Patriot movement and say, we deserve to be killed. Stay with us. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. It's Christmas time.
This is the most transparent administration in history, I can document how that is the case.
American journalists at a media event have criticized the U.S. administration over transparency issues.
We cover what we are allowed to cover.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
Information management has become so sophisticated, every administration learns from the previous one.
I've got a pen. And I've got a phone.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president.
What do you say to someone who believes the president took action to change the law?
We did not change the law. We acted within the law.
What you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, the 21st day already of December 2014. As I've been saying the last few months, 2014 is very long in the tooth, big white beard, and soon the year will die and a new year will be born. And I want to be very clear here. A lot of really positive things are happening, not just here, but around the globe. A lot of people are waking up to the tenets of liberty and true competition and prosperity. And corrupt power structures are moving to try to block and suppress populations, and that's only going to have the effect of causing more resistance. But we don't need mindless, criminal, stupid resistance to apparent evils. An apparent wrong of Garner being choked to death in New York or Long Island is not right to then go and shoot two police officers in the head in cold blood and then go kill yourself because you just shot your girlfriend to death. And, well, instead of killing yourself, you're just going to go have death by cop or take a few with you. And that's what I've said. This is a trend I see getting promoted by the media. It will create copycats, just like 2020 had to admit in a special in 1995 that we've played clips of, that death education started in 1990. And within 3 years, it doubled and tripled suicides in high schools and middle schools. You teach 13-year-olds how to hang themselves or how to take pills or how to shoot themselves to say, don't do it. You've now put in their mind, don't do it. And it caused massive suicide increases. If the media starts hyping race riots and infighting and, oh, you're mad at the government? The thing to do is go blame the lowest level rubber meets the road police. And as you know, I'm the big critic of the globalists taking over the police, but not of the police. I'm the big critic of the police state. I'm the big critic of the MRAPs and the helicopters looking through our walls and all of it, because I understand it's federalized, it's globalized, it is designed to convert us to a tyranny. But to do that, they've got to get a war going with us and the police that they've gotten the police ready for. Instead, we need to take back our counties, our cities, our states, and take back our police. And as I've said many times, and the statistics show it, they are one of the most awake groups compared to the general public. They are not our enemies. If we simply don't let the mind game work on us, we can checkmate the globalist right now. The way to demonstrate is the way that more than 500 people showed up in Spokane. Many of them are listeners with our crew there covering it. To cover the event. And the police union, the sheriff's unions come out and criticize the police chief following Obama doctrine, Justice Department doctrine, saying constitutionalist veterans, gun owners are the main threat. And we've got sheriff deputies on tape saying it is veterans and we got a lot of guns in this county. Well, quote, there's a lot of guns here, a lot of constitutionalists, and we may take enemy fire. Well, our demonstrators didn't go out and attack police or shoot anybody or burn down anything. They went out and talked about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, exposed the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL that are running this in the White House. And I saw the live feeds. I was here, you know, we were here for 4 hours doing a special report yesterday covering the whole protest. The police were super nice, brought us back, showed us the MRAP, said on record, we don't like what was said. And, you know, the sheriff's backed down from that. And our guys talked to the cops off record. They're listeners. The sheriff's department, a bunch of them are our listeners. We already knew that. So, see, we're not going to go up and walk up to a police car and shoot two people in the head. That's not how we take America back. That's how you destroy the country and start a civil war. But the Democratic Party's push with Al Sharpton and the mayor, the socialist mayor of New York, with this I can't breathe business, and I think that is excessive force and looks really bad and I disgust me. But does that mean you go execute police in cold blood? Absolutely not. The Justice Department is all over this, trying to stir this up right now, and it could start a race war, civil war. In fact, it's already starting to get to that point. There are racial attacks I see in local news as I scan it 4 or 5 times a day that are getting reported. You know, a fraction get reported where whites are being attacked everywhere by black racists that think it's a legitimate form to beat a white person in the head with a hammer or shoot them. So what they've done is the Justice Department has put white people and cops over here and then put black folks or anybody who's in the inner city over here, a lot of white folks in the inner city, a lot of Hispanics, to just all start hating each other and fighting each other while foreign banks swindle and loot all of us. And while Ebola is clearly being covered up inside the United States, I just played Fox News saying that they admit they have a bunch of suspected cases, thousands of them, and are covering it up. Forbes said they were at the meeting where it was agreed upon 2 months ago. Do you understand? We just report the facts here. I don't care if it's sensational. We will tell you. Speaking of political correctness, when we come back, Obama. Sony did the wrong thing when it pulled the movie. Boy, I hate agreeing with Obama. That's one of the cases I do. He says you don't give in to terrorist threats, whoever's behind it. North Korea says that it was probably launched by the CIA. I don't know who it was launched by, but the globalists are not above doing it. But it is true now. Now the so-called terrorist group is threatening that if Team America airs, they'll blow it up. And so Alamo Drafthouse, and I'm not kidding, I love Team America, even though it's very risque. I think it's so funny. It's one of my favorite satire movies. I was planning to go see it in Austin at the limited showing because I hadn't seen it since it came out in 2004 in the theater, and they pulled the stinking thing. I'm going to rent a theater next week. I want to get on the horn and find some theaters that aren't total chickens, and I'm going to rent a theater free to the public. I mean, I could sell tickets, but I'm not going to. Maybe a 300-seater or something. We're going to. You know what? I bet this country's so cowardly. I bet I can't. And so politically correct. Because political correctness means when they tell you not to speak or not to say something, you do it. It means you value having no free speech. We absolutely must show Team America and the interview now, or this country's done. Stick a fork in it.
Soon every country will be in complete chaos.
To save the world from falling apart.
And so you see, the new world is inevitable.
It's what?
Inevitable.
One more time?
Inevitable! Things are inevitably going to change.
And we learn he's really an alien cockroach that climbs out of his body at the end. It's not about sex, Gary. This is global government, where the UN says we can't have guns, we can't have coal power plants, so they come after our coal plants and guns. Or North Korea, that can't even build an automobile, that's why I doubt they did the hacking, can hardly that thinks Dennis Rodman's cool, and that shows you how delusional Kim Jong-un is. They're going to blow stuff up if we show a movie. Well, go to hell. I mean, what is wrong with this country? Show the movies. Get rid of the censorship.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
Sounds pretty terrorist.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Who is that extremist I heard talking?
Hello, me. Meet the real me.
Ronald Reagan.
And my misfits way of life.
That's Dave Mustaine.
Dark black past is my
most valued possession.
Possession. Hindsight is always 20/20. But looking back,
it's still a bit fuzzy.
Speak of mutually assured destruction. Nice story.
That's what the Second Amendment's about. If you get a tyrannical government that comes after the people, it's mutually assured destruction. But in North Korea or Communist China or Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia, the people don't have guns, or Fidel's Cuba. By the way, I'm all for normalizing relations with Cuba, not because I like communism. It has only been the fact that there's been an embargo so long that's allowed communism to continue there. The minute you let U.S. money in there, the minute you let the tourists really in there, that stuff will fall so fast. The average person in Cuba can't even have a bicycle. They eat squid 3 or 4 times a day. That's not just a quote from Scarface. Oh, yeah, they got more doctors than any country in the world, but can't do any medical procedures. It's a joke, like North Korea. Now Obama's trying to, at least on the surface, normalize relations. I'd love to get into Cuba. I know I could go there illegally, but I'm not going to. It's just a beautiful country. I've talked to people who go scuba diving there. They say nothing like it. I wish Cuba was rich and successful and great. I wish there was some countries close to here because this place falls I could go to. But you know what? There are not many. That's the problem. Getting back to free speech, Obama says Sony did the wrong thing when it pulled the movie. I wish they had spoken to me first, he said. I would have told them not to get into a pattern in which you're intimidated by these kinds of criminal attacks. The head of Sony went on to tell CNN, we have not caved, we have not given in, we have persevered, he told Fareed Zakaria. What a load of bull. We have persevered by announcing they're not going to release the movie and have a $200 million loss. And then now to file a suit, I don't know if it was a stunt. I know Tim League, I can call him up. I know him back when he first founded the Alamo Drafthouse, one theater, not hundreds around the country. They're not showing Team America. How ridiculous is that? Theaters owned by Alamo that we're going to have a showing of it to dovetail with the release of the interview are pulling the showings. But they say it's because the distributor doesn't want it shown. Team America is benched, won't return to theaters, reports say. One day after some theaters vowed to scream America, World Police in the place of the interview, whose release was canceled Wednesday, word has emerged that Team America has also been pulled. Both films made light of North Korea. I mean, do you understand that it's been a cult underground deal to make fun of Kim Jong-un and his dad Kim Jong-il? I mean, I own a teacup making fun of him with an image of women in bathing suits chasing him down the beach. In fact, guys, I was going to tweet it and I forgot to do it. Somebody changed the Hollywood sign to say North Korea. I want to tweet that out. Hollywood to now adopt North Korean policies, because that's what it's doing. And we have a big graphic on the front page of Infowars.com right now that says, like big government, move to North Korea. That's actually an Alex Jones quote. We should just add Alex Jones quote. I don't care, but we always had the quote on there. That's an Alex Jones quote. Like big government? Oh, yeah, we should all just cry when Kim Jong-il died for 3 days straight, or we'll be sent for 10 years hard labor. Oh, you're our leader. Oh, we love you so much. Oh, 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 oh. Totally and completely disgusting. So there you go. That's the state of the country. And if we don't make a big deal out of this, the tyrants win. Oh, better not criticize Obamacare or they will call you a racist. Oh, better not be a gun owner or the government might come after you. Oh, better not be in the Tea Party. The IRS will audit you. The threat is giving in. The threat is bowing. They will take everything. We are going into bona fide, 200-proof, classical, hardcore, 100% tyranny on every front because good people won't organize and say no. We're a world of yes men now in the West.
The President of the United States can change the enforcement thereof under his executive branch powers. We propose to the United States government to take mutual measures for the improvement of our bilateral climate.
That's Raul Castro, the president, now that Fidel's dilapidated and in convalescence permanently. Gotta admit, Fidel Castro is a tough bird, formerly CIA trained in the United States on record. You tell the ignorant public, they don't even know he worked for Eisenhower and then double-crossed him. People don't even know all this stuff. But now he's saying unilaterally, you as an executive can do this. No, Obama can't do that. He can't violate congressional law because he feels like it, like he's on the border and guns and power plants and everything else. You see? Now dictators like Raul. Castro took power, what, in like 60, 1960? How many years is that? 40, 50? 54 years? That's enough. Just like it's enough, we're told that it's a done deal. It's going to be Jeb Bush head-to-head, red state against blue state Hillary. Give me a break. Two Clintons isn't enough. It's too many. Two Bushes isn't enough. It's too many. No more country club, blue blood, Rockefeller, turn your guns in Republicans. Have you gotten the message from the Tea Party? Get out of here with your looted money. We're sick of you. We don't.
I don't feel no ways tired.
Yeah, that's Hillary doing a fake Kentucky accent. How dumb do they really think we are? Coming up, I'm going to give the number out and take calls specifically on just political correctness in general. What do you think the most outrageous examples of political correctness are? What is your take on the attempt to continue to ban Christmas? I mean, talk about Grinch-like. What do you make of all of this? And then I've got a bunch of other news. Mayor Emanuel's son robbed outside family's Lakeview home in the wonderful gun-free zone that has the highest murder rate in the world. California puzzles over safety of driverless cars. I'm going to tie in some key intel on that front. Majority of Brits want to quit the EU, but the government won't let them. They never got to vote to be brought into it. That's globalism, folks. You just wake up and you're under a new government. Just like we are under the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Did you know the United States is in the Pacific Ocean and is waiving every law and right we've got right now to secret treaties on record? NYPD shooting suspect referenced Garner and Brown cases, Wall Street Journal. No kidding. And it looks like he was an Islamicist. Local police departments take precautions following deadly shooting of cops in Brooklyn. Doesn't this show the police that no amount of armored vehicles or checkpoints is going to protect you? Only a free society will protect you where you're virtuous and then people want to support you. If you let the Justice Department stir up racial hatred and imply that all police are racist killers, it's going to happen. Local police departments are now basically on alert. Police unions, others blast de Blasio after shooting deaths of two NYPD cops because the mayor joined in with the Justice Department hate fest. NYPD cops, furious, turn their back on the mayor as he enters hospital where dead officers are held. Two NYPD officers assassinated while sitting in a patrol car in Brooklyn by gunmen who boasted on Instagram about revenge killing cops, saying, I'm going to put wings on cops today. So who needs suicide by cop when you just suicide by killing cop? This is what the media is pushing as the new trendy thing to do. And then the cops will get more violent, more aggressive, and then the cycle continues. Man aimed empty gun in cop's face, pulled trigger. Police say, New York Post.
Gun wasn't loaded anymore.
Yeah, it wasn't loaded anymore. FBI issues warning, a black prison gang targeting white cops. That's just some of the news. Sharpton tries to back away from it. Before we end this hour, please don't take this radio transmission, the fact that you're hearing on a local AM and FM stations, for granted. Stations come, stations go, they change formats. You've never been on more stations, it doesn't matter. Download the free iPhone and Android apps at Infowars.com/show. This Christmas, give the gift of reality. Grab your friends and family's iPhones or Droids. Get them to download the free apps at Infowars.com/show. Or for $29.95, close to half off, get a year membership to PrisonPlanet.tv, and 20 people can use your membership. And it is you members out there that make it all possible. So thank you for being members of PrisonPlanet.tv to see the nightly news, my films, and more. PrisonPlanet.tv, second hour coming up. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. The Sunday number's our own in-house phone system, different than the weekday number. So that, again, ladies and gentlemen, is a easy number to remember, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. What are your most outrageous examples of political correctness? Probably trying to ban Christmas trees in Rockefeller Center. I would think that's probably it. Or brown bags. But I want to hear your example and try to cite it if you can. That would be more interesting, I think, to wage war on political correctness. And also, how do you think Obama and the globalists' attempt to start a race war is going? not too good, black against white, but very nicely against the police. And you disagree with my analysis or analyses on that front. I want to hear from you on that issue here today. Now, this is kind of a no man's land. Some stations don't care this little first 5 minute segment, but you notice I did about a 30 second plug at the end of the last hour. I really should hype this more because you are the power. You are the answer. You are the engine of InfoWars. You resonate with our message of truth and freedom and justice and trying to not be played like a fiddle by the establishment. It is you telling friends and family about the broadcast that makes it possible. It is you getting friends to download the free iPhone, Android apps, and to tell folks how they can tune in. That's how this happens. It is you who have PrisonPlanet.tv memberships to see all the films and the ebooks and other documentaries and the nightly news and special live reports. You are the ones that pay to let us give a free feed to the daily radio show that costs me tens of thousands a month just in bandwidth. It is you that allows us to say 20 people can use each membership so you can get friends and family to tune in. That is where the real war is. We cover the big news. We have the hardcore guest on. We give people a deep analysis of what's happening, and they're hungry for it. But if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, it doesn't make a sound. Perception is reality. So commit this Christmas and this new year to talk about world government, to talk about the new world order, to get friends and family to tune in to this radio show and to spread the word, because we are growing. But I knew we'd hit more resistance from the establishment and dirty tricks, but we've hit major resistance on a bunch of fronts, and they politically kicked us off XM and Sirius, and there's campaigns to remove us off AM and FM around the country, and some of it's successful. We're growing fast enough that it's not taking us down, but we're moving forward in the battle, but it's having an effect. And we expect that. I've been crushed before. We're not even being pushed back right now, though it's slowing us down. I've been hammered down to like 20% of what I was audience-wise for telling the truth before. But we always, after that happens and we don't compromise, we just explode afterwards. So we're being hit with, I'm not going to belabor it and get into all of it, but there's all sorts of just incredible. I mean, can you imagine what the system's trying to do to shut us down, but where they don't get the blame? Because if they do it wrong and get caught doing it, like Media Matters got caught in those memos 4 years ago saying, we're going to infiltrate alternative and conservative media and destroy it from within. We're going to infiltrate the Tea Party and pull dirty tricks and blame it on them. That's false flags. And by the grace of God, we've discovered operators' activities. It is providence. The stuff that happens around here, how we learn about what people are doing, it's like Fight Club. The only problem is I'd have no way to even reach out to our listeners, our fans, our supporters, and get one-tenth of their intel, but they just stop the enemy operations on their own. Private citizens, hairdressers, bookstore owners, police, school teachers, you name it, they are there like Fight Club. It's like Fight Club. My life is like Fight Club, where we've got so many listeners now. We've got HUMAT everywhere. The establishment better be worried, and they are.
Songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Toll-free number to join us on this live worldwide Sunday, December 21st transmission. What are your worst cases of political correctness, or do you support a North Korean society here in America? I want to hear from detractors as well. Wide open phones. All I want is you can speak clearly and your phone sounds good. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And don't take free speech for granted. They want to censor talk radio. They want to bring back the fairness doctrine. They want to have the FCC regulate the internet. They've got the IRS attack on the Tea Party, conservatives, libertarians, gun owners, veterans groups. I mean, they've been caught red-handed doing it. This is not a game, folks. But we shouldn't take their intimidation as a reason to roll over. It's a reason to double down saying no. Saying no to the system. Saying no to the special interests that are trying to set this up. Another issue, if you're a caller, I'd like to get your take on. Now Fox News investigative journalist Cheryl Atkinson says that the CDC's covering up potential Ebola cases by the thousands and admitted it to her. I love how Forbes, back on November 4th, said, yeah, we were in a meeting with the media and the CDC director before a press conference, and they said, help cover up what's happening and don't talk about how we're covering up cases. I've had a doctor on who manages three hospitals. I've talked to other medical doctors. They are saying Ebola is being covered up. Incredible. Fox investigation. CDC may be hiding Ebola cases. Further proof services of widespread cover-up. Infowars.com. Red linked article right now on Infowars.com. In fact, I see that's blue linked. Can we red link that? Thank you. Mikhail Thalen is up here working right now on Sunday night with us, doing a great job. So I want to get your take on that little piece of news. Now a $10 billion UN-linked climate change fund wants immunity from prosecution. Remember, they already wanted to get UN diplomatic immunity for the climate trading fund. It's been involved in so much serious corruption. This is Fox News as well. Al Gore and others are involved. Well, now a United Nations-affiliated piggy bank intended to finance climate change projects around the world is determined to win sweeping UN-style immunities from prosecutions for its global operations, even though the U.S., its biggest contributor, opposes the idea, and the U.N. itself says its own diplomatic immunity can't cover the outfit. They want that over all their pump-and-dump type activities. And they're full of taxpayer money. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, with the news that I've got here in the stack, speaking of global governance, majority, this is RT, majority of Brits want to quit EU, poll shows. Among the six European states participating in a poll questioning EU membership, the British appeared most certain of all they want to leave the Union, with only 37% against breaking ties. Again, they were never given a chance to vote on the EU setting 83% of British or UK laws. The French Opinion Way poll showed 40% of British respondents want to leave the EU, while 37% say they're staying in the Union, and 21% are not sure of the answer. Le Figaro reported on Wednesday. The numbers are much higher. I see British polls like 90% went out. And it goes on. So that's what globalism is, where groups you didn't even vote to join are controlling what you do inside your own country, like trying to ban fireplaces and water wells. That's going on in Europe. Now they're trying it in England. This is the true tyranny that we're dealing with. Imagine living in Chicago. We got two great affiliates in Chicago. Imagine living in Chicago. That's a great city in many areas, but in the South Side, Mayor Emanuel Sun, though, who lives in the wealthy area, not safe. Sun robbed outside family's Lakeview home, CBS News reports. The guy that wants total ban for citizens but has bodyguards. Well, his son wasn't immune, was he? The teenage son of Mayor Rahm Emanuel was the victim of a robbery outside the mayor's Lakeview home Friday night. A spokesman for the mayor's office confirms police were called the 4,200 block of Hermitage at 10 5 p.m. Friday for a report of robbery on the street where they would normally already be a police presence. Oh, yeah, they normally keep them there to guard the mayor because he doesn't live like everybody else. He has armed bodyguards, taxpayer paid, just like the disgraced CNN redcoat who he destroyed. And they admit even in the L.A. Times it was the beginning of the end of his ratings. Piers Morgan, he had armed bodyguards at his house, little hypocritic turd. Emmanuel's 17-year-old son went out to make a phone call when he was jumped by two men who stole the teen's cell phone. Oh. A police report obtained by the Chicago Tribune says that he was put in a chokehold, that's the classic mugging, by one of the suspects and punched in the face by another. A man reportedly suffered a fat lip and chipped tooth. Aw, well, taxpayer money will pay for that. Emmanuel spokesperson Kelly Quinn released a statement saying yesterday evening, Mayor Emmanuel's son, Zach, was assaulted in a robbery during which his phone was stolen. He sustained injuries and required medical treatment, but was able to join the family for a long-planned trip. The mayor's focus is on his son's well-being and his parents. He and Amy asked the media respect the family's privacy at this time. Aw. What about the 15 people killed a week, the 40-something shot? What about all the racially motivated attacks you cover up? Aw, and I bet money this one was. But that's okay, because they're going to post more police at your house until everything collapses and the city's burning and the police have to go take care of their families, and then no one's going to protect you. I know, Rom, you'll jump on an airplane and head out to Switzerland. Job complete. America destroyed. Don't let a good crisis go to waste, huh, Mayor? We're going to go to break and come back and start taking your phone calls, and then I'm going to get into a bunch of other news that I haven't even covered yet, but there is a lot to get into. You got a gunman executing cops as revenge for in another jurisdiction, somebody being choked to death. And that's how it works. Just mindless killing on the streets. And it's going to only make race and police relations that much worse. We'll talk about that coming up as well. Thousands of protesters storm Mall of America. It's really class warfare. Saying that, again, it's racism. Why don't people protest against the banking cartels that have hijacked the nation? That's another question I have for everybody. Now, I'm really hammering this today because if you order stuff at InfoWarsStore.com, you're not going to get it by Christmas by now. We appreciate everybody's patronage of InfoWarsStore.com and the great nutraceuticals and pro-gun t-shirts and books and films and all the rest of it and great water filtration systems. And the Molon Labe silver coins and the commemorative belt buckles and all of it. You know, we don't get taxpayer money. We're funded by your support. But you can go until Christmas morning and get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership in about 60 seconds. And 20 people can then use your username to log in simultaneously. So more than that. But 20 people you can give to friends and family. That username and passcode that's unique to this, make sure it's unique to this so it's safe, and give it to friends and family to watch and download the films and so much more, and it supports the InfoWars. So I want to thank all of you this Christmas for your support, from my family to yours, to all the PrisonPlanet.tv members.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their minds, the children start to march. But what are they promoting? Oh, revolution's about going after white people or going after the cops. Instead of shelling the police on the idea of freedom, selling the public on the idea of freedom and justice and standing up against bad cops and standing up for good cops and standing up for good citizens and standing up against bad citizens and promoting what works and what is common sense, not being played off against each other. The White House is starting a race war. We predicted months ago, Media Matters attacked us. We can pull the articles up. I think the headline is Alex Jones's most insane deranged theory. Obama trying to cause a race war and cops getting killed. Well, I mean, I see what's going on. I can see which way the wind blows. That's what we're talking about. We're going to go to Alex, Sam, Victor, Patrick, Chris, Christine, Andrew, Richard, John, and many, many others. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in California. We're talking about wild examples of political correctness that is really political tyranny. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jones. Thank you for taking my call today on this Sunday. When I was a young man here in California about 9 years ago, I was a police cadet. And I experienced many types of racism, not only within the department I was in, but with the people I was around growing up. When I was a young man, I actually liked rap music. I liked a lot of the culture of African-Americans. And when I was a young man, I got a lot of flack for that, being told I was that I wanted to be black. And that was never the case. I never saw.
Who told you that, white people or black people?
Everybody did. And it really affected me as a young man, and I ended up not becoming a police cadet. And then what was weird is you always talk about the recruitment and the police training, and I went through riot training as a cadet. I went through DUI checkpoint training. I mean, I've done all this, and then I hear you talking about it 8 years later, so it hit me today. So that's why I called in.
Well, what I talk about is when they're training Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts for future gun confiscation. Yeah, they're 14 when they're doing the training. But it's that New York Times headline, Scouts Trained to Fight Terrorist and More. And it was showing like 20 photos of them training to, quote, fight a disgruntled vet who wouldn't turn his guns in. My point was they're trying to create a Hitler youth. I wasn't criticizing the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts or the Brownies. I was saying don't let them be overtaken. I appreciate your call. Listen, I don't look at black people. Say Jakari Jackson, who's a great, smart, wonderful guy. Love hanging out with him, going to dinner, whatever. I don't look at him and think he's a black guy. I think he's a smart, handsome guy with a lot of integrity, a friend of mine. Just like Darren McBreen. I don't look at Darren McBreen, a smart, handsome, you know, friend of mine, and think he's a white guy. He's an Irish guy. I just think he's a guy. I don't look at John Bowne and, you know, think, oh, that's a, you know, that's a guy with an English last name. And, you know, I don't look at Paul Watson and think he's a Brit from the UK. He's my great reporter. So it's very, very, I don't look at Rob Jacobson, who's worked here the longest anybody, like 10 years. He's Jewish. He's just a great guy. I love Rob. He's been to Thanksgiving with me and Christmas. His family lives in Brooklyn. It's like Martin Luther King said, I look at what you stand for, what you do. If I love a musician, I don't care if they're black, white, Hispanic, Asian. I care that I like what they play. It touches me. They want to make you actually only see what race somebody is so they can control you so you never get to real issues. The left are the race baiters. They're disgusting. They're not the left. I've said this about 5,000 times. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. The Democratic Party today is a criminal mafia looting the country with their accomplice, the Republican leadership, and they are using weaponized media systems to dumb us down and control us. Now, my question is, and you can say whatever you want after that, what is your examples of political correctness out of control, or do you like it? John is calling from FEMA Region 5. What former state are you calling from?
Yeah, well, I'm Merry Christmas. Oh, sorry. When I was growing up in Chicago, we had a precinct camp that come to our house and pretty much threatened my father's job if he didn't vote for Daley. Okay? And I don't know why all the corrupt politicians come from the South Side, because the South Side's a pretty good place, really. But I hope these black leaders and all these other people that it's not ever going to occur to them that once the globalists have control, they don't need them anymore.
Oh, they already don't need black voters. They've got the illegal vote now. They're done. That's why black unemployment doubled. They're done. They're cutting the money off to the black folks. And then it's going to blow up. Just like they knew the Arab Spring was coming, Google admits they helped run it. They knew when food prices went up 20%, it would trigger riots. So they were there to steer it and put radical Islamists in. I mean, how sick is that? So they're cutting the money off the black community. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, the same thing, you know, back in the 60s when I was growing up before the before 68 and that, Martin Luther King was marching through my neighborhood for his demonstrations in Marquette Park. There were times that I would see them go through my neighborhood. An hour later, I see George Lincoln Rockwell, the American Nazi Party, and his group march into their neighborhood to protest the same day. I mean, it's insane.
It's all coordinated balkanization. God bless you. I appreciate your call. It really is coordinated balkanization. It's just that simple. Let's get one more in before we go to break. Richard in Rhode Island. Richard, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I wanted to say, first, we're conspiracy realists, not conspiracy theorists.
That's sure, we're not chumps that believe known liars. We figured out how the basic world works, and we don't believe known liars.
But on to this this deputy from Spokane, I believe we committed political correctness against him in reverse. We heard him say about constitutionalists, guns and ammo, and then he said, I believe 99.9% of them are all right. Well, it appears the SPLC has deceived this man into thinking they're going to go against the KKK and the Aryan Brotherhood, who are not constitutionalists. They're terrorists. So,
well, I mean, the KKK and the Aryan Brotherhood are on record-fed Justice Department run to be tied to the Liberty Movement and are protected and are national socialists.
So what all I'm saying is that I think we shouldn't jump on this guy. I certainly don't like his boss, that's for sure. But I think this guy looked like an approachable police officer. He didn't look like the thug bully that jumped all over.
Hold on, I'm not going to cut you off. I want you to finish your point. I hear you. He just said, we got a lot of gun owners, got a lot of ammo, constitutionalists, we're going to be taking enemy fire. And so we know that training's going on, so we're just using this as a focal point. It's bigger than him, but he might be a great guy. I hear you. I'm going to come back, let you finish up. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. News break coming up.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Endeavor to get to as many of your calls as possible. And I want to get to some science tech news. Very interesting. The dominant life form in the cosmos is probably super intelligent robots. We're going to look at this report and break some of it down. Now it ties in with California puzzles over safety of driverless cars. I'm just going to hammer this because it's such a good Christmas deal. We only do it during the holiday season every year, and it also helps pay for the cameras, the reporters, the researchers, and so much of what we do in the bandwidth. But as bandwidth has gotten cheaper, we've gone from $5.95 a month for one person to be able to watch InfoWars Nightly News and all the films and PrisonPlanet.tv going back 15 years is how long it's been around, or since 2000, I guess 14 years, about to be 15 years. All that material, all those archive shows, all the new nightly news shows, HD of the radio show, all of it, commercial-free podcast, $29.95 instead of $54.95 when you sign up for a year. That's something like 20 cents, if you do the math, per person, because 20 people can use each membership. Just create an original username and passcode that you can share with friends and family. Share it with them. You can go buy one monthly membership for $5.95 or get a yearly $29.95 and then 20 people. That's 20 people you're done shopping for. Here's a card. Here's an online video site, just like Netflix or whatever, but a bunch of underground films, a live, you know, nightly news, sometimes taped to air, the live radio show. Here it is. Here's your membership. 7 months free, basically, right now, when you sign up for a year, prisonplanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. And it is a late Christmas gift you can give and not battle all that traffic and the rest of it. But again, more than that, if you've got a membership, share it with friends and family. If you get with your friends and family and say, hey, while you're at dinner, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, hey, let me download this free iPhone or Droid app at InfoWars.com. Listen to this. That's how we reach people, is you. And that's how we're going to awaken more people. So I want to thank you all for your support this Christmas. And I'm done plugging. I usually plug like, you know, once a show on Sunday. But I'm plugging every few segments because this is so important. I'm not like other talk show hosts that plug coming in and out of each break. We just plug maybe once an hour or so. Well, it's just so important to wake people up and spread the word. And, you know, I've been on stations sometimes 10 years, and they sell, they change formats, or ESPNs come in. Over 100 stations we've been on over the years. I always hear, oh, we're sorry, Mr. Jones, your show's popular, has ratings, but it's selling, or we're going to ESPN. That just happens all the time. We were on the air like 8 years in Corpus Christi, had top ratings, ESPN. So remember InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Remember where you can always find the show. And remember, the system wishes you didn't. Okay, I want to go to Christy and Andrew and Patrick, all the people holding, but Richard in Rhode Island, finishing your point. For those that don't know, Spokane, Washington became a national news story 2 weeks ago. We first aired it last Sunday, but it broke last Friday, so about 8 days ago, when a listener gave us a video of a sheriff's deputy saying, we need this armored tank because a constitutionalist, there's a lot of guns in the county. Turns out it's the sheriff that's ordering him to say that. He was just parroting that. So, yeah, I don't want to demonize that deputy himself, but the sheriff has come out and said, InfoWars wants violence on police. And we've got that clip. And that is a bunch of bull. Go ahead.
Alex, in closing, I'd like to say to the good policemen out there, join Oath Keepers, stop the blue wall of silence because the bully cops are going to get you killed. And to the people that get stopped by police, I think they should meet them halfway. We're in trying times. If they ask for your ID, give it to them and try to be cordial. They might be cordial back to us.
Absolutely. When you're cordial with the police, it's always a lot better. I mean, I've had cases just randomly where some roided up, shaved head, big white cop. I was downtown like 6-7 years ago walking out of a restaurant, and I wasn't even looking at him. And the guy like looked at me. He goes, you looking for some trouble? You want something? And I was just like, man, this guy knows who I am. He wants to beat me up. And I just ignored him. But, I mean, there are obviously weirdos that go get badges. And the feds want that. But it doesn't mean then we just hate everybody. It's the same deal. I mean, I almost got to this earlier. I grew up in a suburb of Dallas. I couldn't imagine if I grew up in actual South Dallas, but I grew up and I would go to Garland and Richardson and visit friends that had moved away from Rockwall. And I mean, I used to know, it was just so bizarre. I was thinking about the numbers the other day. I said I've probably been attacked racially 20 times. No, it's worse than that. I was probably attacked racially 20 times in the sixth grade, where there were like black kids that had flunked. Some of them were Hispanic too. I'm not even being stereotypical. That's just what happened to me. I guess there were a few rednecks that had flunked two or three grades that would start fights too, but that was later in high school when I got in fights with a bunch of rednecks. But, and you beat one up when they fight you, and then you got to fight their older brother, and you're at a Sonic, and you're 16, a guy pulls up and gets out and says, and I mean, a college football player, you put my brother in the hospital, I'm going to kill you, and like almost rips your car door off. I mean, that's the kind of stuff growing up in Dallas. I tell you, I like the liberal culture and not getting in fights and being macho, because I grew up in Dallas, it used to be the murder capital of the U.S., and I mean, let me tell you something. I mean, I've been in the hospital probably 10 times. broken leg, concussions, broke. I have been in just epic battles. And especially when I was young, man, because I noticed the so-called minorities, once I got bigger and older, they weren't. It was mainly minorities beating me up when I was in 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. And, I mean, they would just be sitting there going, you little white cracker piece of, and just, you know, and I learned to fight because of that. And I don't then look at black people and think and hate them. I mean, I guarantee you Eric Holder hasn't been beat up 20 times in 1 year by black people. The whining attorney general. I mean, give me a break. I mean, I have had 270-pound black guy when I was like 14 beating beating me to a pulp. And you know what I did? I blacked out. No pun intended, and just started just getting really vicious. And the police got there, and they're like, how did this kid just, we're putting this guy in an ambulance. I don't know. I snapped. And that's what happened. And I snapped ever since, by the way. But I am not a racist because of that. I mean, it's unbelievable how much I've been attacked by black people. I mean, it's just over the top. I mean, I've got scars all over my head, scar in my eyebrow. Because they were taught that I'm white, I deserve to be beat up. And that is exactly what's going on now. And I just am sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of being accused of being a racist when all I want is freedom and for everybody to have a good life and go forward. And now I see folks moving in from Louisiana and from Dallas and Houston into Austin. And, man, it's just what I grew up around. Beat up white people every night. And the politically correct police and all of them, they just cover it up. Well, you going to cover it up, cops, when you start getting shot in the head because you're a cop? And it's all the Democratic Party selling race politics, teaching people that it's okay to burn down buildings, it's okay to shoot people, it's okay to beat a white guy to death with a hammer, it's okay to rape somebody because they're white. It's wrong. Just like when the Ku Klux Klan pulls up to some black guy and drags him down the highway and kills him. That's disgusting. Well, it's disgusting when it happens in St. Louis. There's been like 5 white people the last few weeks beat to death in St. Louis because they were white. Turns out they're from like Eastern Europe in an enclave, never owned slaves. I mean, it's stupid. But the media is pushing it, and they're to blame. Media Matters, MSNBC.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want to go quick through your calls now. Christine, Andrew, Chris, Patrick, Victor, Bill, Bubba, and others. And then Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow live. And I'll be here all week because I missed some last week with family stuff. I'm going to be here except Christmas Day. Christmas Eve, I'm going to be on the air on over 170-something affiliates weekdays, over 100 affiliates on the Sunday transmission. We're going to be here, Lord willing, because you never know, tomorrow. Please don't forget the free iPhone apps, Android apps, at Infowars.com/show. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Christine in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Christine. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. This is Christine. Back when I was going to school at a major university in Oklahoma, I had some friends of mine that were from different parts of the world. One of my friends happened to be from Pakistan, and his dad happened to be, the equivalent of our 5th-star general here in the United States is what his dad was. Well, he brought back from going on vacation, he came back with a video from a CIA agent that happened to go about describing everything that you've talked about in the like RFID chips and things like that, how our movies are conditioning us to what's going to happen here soon. A lot of those movies happen to be movies that Arnold Schwarzenegger was in. And I didn't believe it at all at first until all this other stuff started happening. He told me that he kind of warned me that, you know, the radical Islamists would eventually attack the United States. I didn't really.
Oh, yeah. The Homeland Security now says another Islamist 9/11 is imminent, which they'll let somebody attack us or whatever and then take more of our freedoms. Isn't that great?
Yeah. I never really had anybody to talk to about it before. And when I started listening to your show, it really just started hitting me. It dawned on me how severe this is.
Well, your response is normal. People should be really freaking out to try to stop all this. I mean, the president's operating as a dictator right now. The sky's the limit. We're canceling movies because North Korea doesn't like them, and then North Korea denies they're doing that. I mean, who knows what's going on right now? We know this. They just passed a law to sign us on to unlimited derivatives, bigger than the banker bailout. I mean, get ready. The next shoe is about to drop, folks.
It really worries me because, I didn't understand it fully until he said, just watch and see what's going to happen. He said, all these different things are going to happen before, you know, it's going to get really bad. And I didn't understand it until then. And happened to be, it was funny because at the time, one of my roommates happened to be a UN diplomat's son. And he didn't quite understand it as well as himself. And it was just really, I mean, the most terrifying video I had ever seen.
Well, was it on YouTube or was it a private video?
No, it was a private VHS tape that his son had gotten from his office.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, yeah. General Hamid Ghul, who was basically the head of the armed forces in Pakistan and ran the CIA operation against the Russians, he's been on the show. We should try to get him back on. He only comes on my show. He'll go on BBC sometimes. I'm not bragging. It's just that he comes on because he believes my analysis is so accurate. And that's basically what he talks about. And he wants to be friends with America. But he's explaining how Al-Qaeda and everything's really run by criminals in our government, how they're going to turn them loose to destabilize the Middle East. He said that 3 years ago before it all happened. And now you see what's happening with ISIS. Thank you for the call, Christine. Send me a copy of that VHS. You got it around. Let's talk to Chris in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Good, sir. Go ahead. Hello? You say you were targeted by the NYPD.
No, I wasn't targeted by the NYPD. I like to talk about the NYPD. They're way too aggressive down here in New York, man. Especially.
Oh, they've been really rude to me. Listen. The worst police I've seen, even though a lot of them are listeners, I've said is, you can see it in my film, Martial Law. They would threaten to arrest me for just filming on the street. And I'd say, First Amendment. And they'd say, listen, shut up, scum. I'm going to arrest you. So, yes, the NYPD's got big problems.
No, I'm talking about to the point, if you go down to the projects where the slums are at, if you go in there, like, the police are so crazy over there. If you walk out of your apartment, they'll come out of the staircase and say, what are you doing here? You know, and you'll have flip-flops out, throwing out the garbage, and they'll ask you a question like, do you live here? Or something like that. Which is just ridiculous, because you don't go out to Long Island and ask a cop when he comes out of his house to throw out the garbage and he lives there. You see what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. It's a sickening situation. What do you make of it all? Where do you think it's going?
Dude, I think it's their superiors. Somebody is up high up. Whoever's running the NYPD is starting from the top down. They're telling the officers to act like that. And they got some of these officers that juiced up, too. A lot of them, I noticed, because I used to work out. And I was very into personal fitness. These guys are juiced up. They're coming out of the van, hyped up, beating up young kids that look like thugs. These kids are like paper thin, you know. These guys are grown men, look like football players kicking these kids' asses. It's just ridiculous. They got a bunch of videos online of them kicking everybody's ass, you know.
No, I know. And certainly there's some problems, and it's bad. And I'm the guy that's always criticizing it. But you notice how they've trained them to act like this. Now there's the response. It's going to cause a civil war. All I'm saying is the fix is in. The system is trying to manipulate this. And no amount of armored vehicles or you name it is going to end up protecting the establishment. I'm just saying, if you don't like what's happening, the target is not the cop on the beat. I mean, I could see people in New York carrying a gun, and if somebody, whoever they are, is attacking you and killing you, you got to defend yourself. But randomly killing two guys in a car will then just legitimize the whole situation. But what I'm saying is, look at how the Democratic Party is promoting attack the police. Why do you think they want that? Well, they're protected by them. They want to create a bunch of burning cities as a distraction. But I hear you, Chris. Good to hear from you. It is sickening. I mean, I've been in New York, and when you see cops with their hats on sideways that weigh 300 pounds with their bellies hanging out smoking cigarettes, what you looking at? And then you other see other cops that are really nice and, hey, we're listeners. Alex, how you doing? It's unions that are above the law. And then it's you know, and by the way, black, white cops, I don't care. I mean, they just have got some real pieces of work. And I've had New York cops with me that I can't even understand their English. They're foreigners. We got video. Why you film? I'm just getting a shot of Wall Street here. You get permit. New York doesn't give permits. First Amendment. All right, gonna kick your ass. You know, start pulling out the billy club. It's just like, whoa, man. I've been to third world countries. Cops don't act like this. I get it. But Patrick in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I agree with both you and the last caller with regard to the two cops that were executed in New York. You know, it's very unfortunate. Maybe they did nothing wrong. They certainly didn't deserve that. But this type of mentality that people have against the cops is certainly genuine. I mean, these cops are getting away with murder everywhere they go. Look at Kelly Thomas. Look at across the United States what they're doing, and nothing is happening. They're getting away with it. And so people have this great deal of anger, and they want to take it out. And certainly that was unjust what happened to these two individuals. But I could certainly see where they're coming from, number one. And number two, you know, look at the union, what they did when Mayor de Blasio walked into the hospital. These thug cops turned around and gave them their back. And that's fine. You don't have to agree with the mayor or not. But these cops are public servants. And on your website, you had someone post the comment that they were like total thugs. Like, they're getting taxpayer money to do a job. If they don't want a job, then quit and have someone else do it. But just because they disagreed with the mayor's statements, they turned around and gave them their back. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm glad other people feel the same way I do.
No, I hear you. Here's the paradox. Bongino running for Congress, Dan Bongino, highly decorated Secret Service guy, ran foreign operations. He told me that New York cops are huge fans. Well, I already know a bunch of New York cops that send me really good information. So what I'm saying is, it's kind of like Serpico was a good guy. I agree, though, they've hired a bunch of scum. But you then, here's what I'm saying. There's a larger issue to get us fighting with each other. I'm not saying people don't have a right to be mad. I'm saying, why do the social engineers want us to just blame cops? Because they want to get the low-level people getting the blame, not the high-ups getting the heat. Let's put the heat on them. Everybody have a great Christmas. We love you.